WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
You hear that traditional Mexican rhythm? What about that lo-fi guitar that sounds like a broken tape machine? The combination makes for a dreamy meandering, making an old sound new. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We're listening to Dibujos de mi Alma off the album Lucha. That's the 2023 release by indie folk band Y La Bamba. It's a beautiful exploration of Chicanx heritage, love, loss, and family. I sat down with Luz Elena Mendoza Ramos, the creative mind behind Y La Bamba, ahead of their show at Metro this Sunday. Here's Luz on how the band's tour has been so far.
I did just fly in last night from Mexico City.
Oh, so it's starting right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally, if you only knew how it's just really starting right now.
Oh, wow.
But it's only like three shows. Like, we're just, we're playing Chicago, of course. Mm-hmm. We're doing Iowa City.
Okay. I do want to get into, because your music is just lovely, and mm-hmm. I love your use of language, right? You write in both Spanish and English. Mm-hmm. Talk about the creative process, Luz, when you're doing that. Are there feelings or emotions that maybe you can only convey in the Spanish?
You know, it's a visceral thing. It's like when you get up and you have to go pee and you have to drink water. It's like speaking Spanish and speaking English is just something that's so natural and part of the culture, you know?
Yeah.
So I always think this question is always so interesting. And like, you know, for me, there isn't really so much of a mystery except for it's just I'm Chicana, Mexican-American, mm-hmm. and that's why I write that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that there's not times where I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to write the song in Spanish, you know, but usually it's just like, it's just natural. I don't really have to think about it.
Yeah.
And I think the older I've gotten, it's been developed like that more.
Yeah.
Just more of like self-awareness. But
I think of depth too. And I think of just the Spanish, right? Dibujos de mi alma, meaning drawings of my soul.
Yeah. I mean, there's different ways of articulating emotions in the Spanish language that cannot be done in English.
For sure.
So I'm very grateful for that, to have it be like something so innate and like organic for me. And the way to convey in Spanish is just like it's a mirror of like, you know, my ancestors, history, you know, getting those narratives right, you know, how my parents talked to me. So yeah,
let's hear an example of that. This is another track on the album called Nunca.
That song about domestic violence, it's a song for my mom. And it's kind of really hard to like, every single time I mean it's not that I cry and listen to my music, has nothing to do with that. It's just more of like remembering of being in that moment, writing it, giving voice to my mom's struggle in a poetic way.
Yeah,
you know, some of the lyrics are literal, some of them are up for interpretation, but that song is definitely for, you know,
ooh,
my mom.
Powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The liner notes for your album, Lucha, they say it explores, quote, love, queerness, Mexican-American identity, family, intimacy, yearning, loneliness.
Life, basically.
Quite a list.
But it's life, though. It's,
yes. You know? Things that you're living.
Things that I'm living. And yeah, it's just, I don't know how else other people are conveying and emoting their expression. You know, yeah. Like, I just know what it looks like for me. So, of course, it's going to have to do, has to do with, like, what I'm learning mm-hmm. as a queer person, as a neurodivergent person, as a 42-year-old Mexican-American, you know, that has a lot. I mean, we can have like a whole hours of talking about each of those categories.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I think it's very important to talk about that stuff.
And somehow you're drawn to wear your heart on your sleeve.
Sometimes it's interesting. Like, I think by doing interviews and having my whole trajectory be like this, you know, this artist, which I'm not just that, you know, it's when people glorify vulnerability and they're like, wow, you're so vulnerable. I'm like, aren't we all? Why do I have to be the one that, or we start talking about vulnerability in this way where only certain people get to feel it. Mm-hmm. At least that's how it gets portrayed sometimes.
Yeah. I think, like, some people have a difficulty expressing it.
And I think that I'm, as a neurodivergent person, I'm just like, oh, this is so natural for me.
This is what I
share. And I protect. There's a percentage that I protect, but what I do share, people are like, wow, you wear your heart sleeve. I'm like, what do you mean? You don't? You know what I mean?
That's yeah.
It's
no, they literally don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people literally do.
Yeah,
don't.
And it's kind of confusing.
And so it seems amazing when you do it.
And I'm like, and I don't feel like it's amazing. I just like, this is natural.
This is me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear some more music. This one's called Hughes. About collaborations. This song features Devondra Bonhart, who's a beloved artist in the indie folk scene. What would you say Devondra brought to this song that maybe no one else could?
Well, I like to take it back with how I met him and how his music like just crashed into my world in 2000 and I don't know, 4 or 3.
Okay.
And he really made a huge impact on me during that time. I was like, what, 23 years old, 24, 20, somewhere around there. And it was the first time I heard music that sounded like that in Spanish speaking. And like, and then like the, it was just so unique for me during that time that I was like, what, this is not like just ranchera, norteño, you know, like it's not corrido, it's like something else. And I like to remember that time because it was such an innocent time. And fast forward, you know, I did meet him in 2007. I did go up on stage and sing a song during a time where he was also during his tours, he was asking a lot of people and random people in the audience, hey, does anyone sing a song? So I was in Portland. It happened to me.
Yeah.
We got to like exchange information. We kept in contact. And then in 2020, I asked him to just, you know, if he wanted to sing the song, and he was down, super down, like down.
Like, you know, and he did it.
And we did it. So
nice.
I'm very, very grateful.
And then we got Hughes.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
So you take folk music and a very traditional sound, and then you, I would say you turn it on its head, right?
I don't really think about genre. Let's just start there.
Oh.
I don't think about it being like, Mexican traditional. I don't think that anything I do is Mexican traditional. I think just because I'm Mexican American, I have influence. I'm heavily influenced. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to most of my, how I was educated and informed.
Yeah.
Strictly was corridos, guapangos, boleros, son tradicionales, tierra caliente. That's the music that informed me. Do I sound like that? No.
I'm curious about what inspires you to then take that and take it further
life,
and break the mold.
Being a person. It's like what inspires me to be a woman and to put boundaries and say no to patriarchy. Life.
How would you describe what sets your band apart from others that are in this space? Maybe that's indie space.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is just that I'm older now. I'm 42. I can think of a generational gap. There's a lot of things for us to learn together with the mm-hmm. younger generation, with my generation. I think my story is not any different than other people's. I feel like what I've gone through at, you know, when I first started doing at 24, 25, like doing this, it's the conversation is so different than like what 25-year-olds are having right now.
Yeah.
23-year-olds, whatever. So
no, I hear
if
you.
Anything, there's that difference, but really there's so much, we're so much more similar than we're all different. And I don't know. It's really, it's an, that's a good question.
Yeah.
And then I'm a witness and I'm being witnessed
mm-hmm.
and I'm experiencing all of this.
So you're here in Chicago, as mm-hmm. we mentioned, you're playing at Metro this weekend mm-hmm. on Sunday. Ilabamba and Lee Fields are on the same bill. That's a curious combination. Tell me more. How'd you get connected?
Well, to be very literal, my manager plays in Lee Fields and
perfect.
Him and his brother. And I got to meet him right before the shutdown. Super, super stoked to have crossed paths with Toby. And I'm a huge fan of Lee Fields. I have been for a while. And I got more educated on the music once I connected with Toby. And I think it's a great fit. I love the big band sound.
Yeah.
I love soul. I love it all. I love the story. I love the history.
Yeah.
And to share the stage. Oh my gosh, it feels so, you can hold the energy. You can touch
Ooh.
It. So I don't know. I think that's, even though we're totally different sounds, I think what's really important is to cultivate that energy
mm-hmm.
and, you know, authentic energy and,
yeah.
Like make something, showcase it and like, let's celebrate it.
Yeah. So, let's hold that energy yeah. right here. I want to hear some Lee Fields right now. This is Forever.
I wanna hold you forever. I'm gonna love you forever. I know forever may seem like a mighty long time.
Okay, what a voice, first of all, on Lee Fields. You said you're a big fan. What do you like about Lee's sound?
That he's authentic.
Yeah.
And
there's a richness to his voice, too.
Everything that says, there's something I love about Juan Gabriel. Juan Gabriel is, he just says things al chile. Lee Fields also says things al chile, which just gets to the point.
Yeah.
Speaks to the heart, and that's really important. I don't know how other people write music, but you got to talk about things that matter,
mm-hmm.
things that you go through. Going through that really deep, deep part of yourself and then making a song that people can connect with. So, yeah.
We'll leave it there. We've been talking with Luz Elena Mendoza-Ramos, lead vocalist and producer of Ilabamba. You can catch Luz and soul musician Lee Fields at Metro this Sunday, March 24th at 7 p.m. It's been a pleasure, Luz. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I want to go out on one more song from Ilabamba. This one is Collapse. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Ethan Schwab and Micah Yasin. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ethan Schwab. Come back to the Reset Podcast every Saturday for interviews with great musicians from Chicago and beyond. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
How do I keep the faith? I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.